Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah.
Welcome to you.
Can sit with us.
What up? I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, well, hopefully Christmas your Christmas is going to be amazing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. Happy Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
You don't even know what you have in store, but we do.
Oh my gosh.
And it's going to be great.
We just got off Patreon. Call and I think you guys know this, but we have been gone. We hadn't seen each other for 3 weeks, almost a month. And feels good to be back in the saddle. You know what I'm saying?
How much did you miss me?
A lot. I started getting really used to seeing you every week and also not talking to, because when things happen, we don't talk to each other because we're we got to save it for the pod, you know?
Right.
So then I was kind of in that routine, but then before the pod, it was I would tell you when things would happen. So I'm in the routine now where I don't tell you immediately. I'm like, hey, I've got something to say, but I can't tell you. You know, saving it for the pod. So then it was just 3 weeks of just absence. And because we still kind of got to save stuff for the pod. But then it's 3 weeks that I don't know what's going on in your world. Yeah. You don't know what's going on in my world.
No.
We are very disconnected. It was very upsetting.
Yeah.
We cannot do this again.
I was upset as well.
It was hard.
And then how good does it feel to be back
great.
In the saddle?
Feels good.
Seeing the whites of each other's eyes.
14 out of 10 would do this again.
I'd bump it up to 14 and a half. I'd give it 14 and some change.
Out of 10, guys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And some change.
What are you sipping on?
Are you sipping on anything? Okay. I'm sipping on. I found at Trader Joe's the other day, they were sampling this drink. And Colleen and I are both kind of coming out of a cold. So you'll hear us both coughing. And my voice is a little scratchy. And
I bet a lot of sniffles. People listening to this are sick too. Or getting out. It's a lot of crap going around.
Yes, there is. It's that time of year. And then if you've been traveling at all, you know, then there's all those sickos on the plane and that air is just getting recycled, pumped into your lungs. So anyway, they were sampling this thing. It is a lemon ginger echinacea. I told my nanny about it and she's like, what's it called? And I'm like, that's what it's called. Lemon ginger echinacea is what it says on the label from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Heated up. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Like with my sore throat. And so I feel like it's kind of sweet. So I have a huge mason jar full of it, but I did 10 ounces of that juice or whatever it is and heated it up in the microwave. So it's warm. And then I filled the rest with water. So I have a huge ass mason jar of that. And it just feels soothing.
It's healing.
Have you ever had a Starbucks medicine ball?
What? A Starbucks medicine ball?
Yeah. No. It's on their underground menu. So it's not I'm going to Google it so I can tell you guys what it is.
What?
So it's on, I just Googled Starbucks. Medicine.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. So someone told me about it. You can now order a secret medicine ball drink off the Starbucks menu. So people, if you go, they'll know about it. But I'm trying to see if I can find what's in it.
Starbucks customers swear by the cold fighting medicine ball drink. Here's what's in the cold fighting concoction.
Oh, you found it. Okay, what's in it?
Jade citrus mint green tea, peach tranquility herbal tea, hot water, steamed lemonade, and just a hint of honey. To really jazz it up, some customers order a pump of peppermint syrup. I've never heard of this before, and I'm going to go get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've had the peppermint in it, but that sounds like that would be refreshing.
Yeah. Especially for the holidays when you don't want to be sick. You're like, it's Christmas and I'm sick. Some festive. Like this would
to help your sick.
You know.
Yeah. What are you drinking? What are you sipping on?
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I got water in one hand because still recovering. But then also in celebration of being back, I've got a little red wine. It's a cab, I think. You know what's great about hosting? I host a little party. I host a little shindig. Everyone brings over like a bottle of wine or something. And you never go through it.
Unless like, I'm you there. Just
unless Ashley is there.
then we go through it.
Unless we're both there. Then we go through
it. If we're both there, game over, baby. But forget I can make it. This one. Uh-huh.
But inevitably you tell everyone, you know, take what you brought with you. Go home with what you brought. But people leave a lot.
Right.
And every time I host, I don't have a wine cellar. Cellar fills my collection. Just gets so stocked up. So
robust.
I got one of those that was left over, a nice little cab.
Delicious. That's really great news. All the free wine.
It could give you a hangover.
Great.
Is that what you were going to do too?
I was going to, transition right into the hangover.
All right. We got a little bit of a hangover. This is just a small little guy, but I thought it was important and good perspective.
Hey, Ash and Cole, it's Karen. I am a soul sipper as well. Listening to Tuesday's podcast, I had to actually stop it and call you because I just heard your little piece about coffee. And if you have 3 minutes before your hair appointment, do you have time to get coffee?
Oh,
absolutely not, ladies. Let me just tell you, I'm a hairdresser, especially this time of year. 3 minutes is not enough time to get coffee, really, actually ever. But if you're late to your hair appointment, it really can screw up the rest of my day and then everybody else's day. 5 minutes doesn't seem like a lot maybe, but it is, okay? However, I would agree with Call on the fact that sometimes your appointment is not going to start on time because somebody else during the day probably was late and pushed everybody else back. So what I would recommend is texting your stylist and say, hey, do I have time to stop and get coffee? Would you like anything? That is the jam. Okay. Anyways, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
So we got quite a few messages from hairdressers about this. And the sentiment was similar that what's really awesome is when they have their favorite clients who just text and say, hey, can I swing by and grab you a coffee? Like, do I have time to get a coffee? Would you like one too? But there's the etiquette from hairstylists, what they really want, you know? But what I wish is that we could see what's the real-time situation happening, because what pisses me off is when I go in and I'm waiting for like 20 minutes and I get a late start.
So that's the thing.
Like what I want to see. Yeah.
So I made a joke like a year ago, probably 2 years ago now. It was just like a funny caption. It was like me with a coffee and it was like, sorry, I'm late. Traffic was terrible. # and I really needed this coffee or something like that. And it was, is that something about a hair appointment? And hairstylist jumped down my throat.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, okay, well, that's a sensitive bunch. I guess don't be late to your hair appointment with a coffee. And then a lot of them did say, like, if you're going to do that, make sure you have, I mean, they were like adamant about it.
Yeah.
And it was almost like the beef situation, you know, the farmers were really meant business. So they were like, if you're going to do that, make sure that you bring one for your stylist. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, it was a joke, which I also, I don't understand why people think everything that they see on the internet is not funny or like is 100% serious. I'm like,
I know what you
especially
mean.
On my page, you know? Anyway, so fine. That's one thing. But then the other day I was like, every day I've been going every day, every week now, I go to the chiropractor 3 times. He wants to see me 3 times a week. And it feels like a big commitment. And then I go there and I have my appointment. And apparently he must book six people in like that window or something, because adjustments are fast, I guess. So it's like as people arrive. So it's like, here's your appointment window. And then it's first come, first serve. So I get there and I get there. My appointment's at 2:30 and I get there and I sit. He doesn't see me sometimes till like 2:45, 2:50, 3 o'clock. And it really irritates me. And I'm like, why is their time? And that happens at hairdressers too, right? Where you show up and I get, maybe someone decided they had a coffee and it moved everything late for the day. But also I have shown up, I've been the first appointment of the day and my hairdresser was not there yet. And she showed up late to start her day. And so I just think, why is their time more valuable than mine? And when, so then this last week I was so sick and so exhausted when I got home from Hawaii, we had a red eye flight and I didn't sleep the whole flight. So sick, pregnant, awake for over 24 hours, right? So I was really tired and I had moved my appointment around. And so I thought, you know what? My appointment, I moved up to 11:30 and I thought, I'm so tired. I just can't even make it. I'll just pretend I forgot that I moved it to 11:30 and I'm going to go to my 2:30, my regular 2:30 time. And I talked about that on stories and people were, someone was like, okay, I swear I'm not trying to be a snot. Do you hear my voice? I swear I'm not trying to be a snot, but I'm a nurse. But, and what makes you think that your time's more valuable than his? Like, that is so rude. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I don't think that, but he thinks that his time's more valuable than mine. And I sit there and he makes me wait every single time. And I know it's not a one-on-one appointment. So if I miss my slot, he still has five other people that are showing up in that time slot. You're like,
listen, I have waiting credits.
Right.
Okay.
He is indebted to me. And I'm cashing them in. I'm cashing them in. And I, And then of course, when I showed up, he was like, oh, we had you down for earlier. And I was like, oh, you did? Weird. And he's like, it's no big deal. Right. So I'm not like making a habit of it, but when people
jump down my throat.
Yeah. I'm like, good, you did have me down earlier and I didn't show up. And how did that feel? But one time he called me back, it was like, I had to wait like 30 minutes or something. And he's like, where's your smile today? And I was like, what I wanted to say was, well, I just waited in your waiting room for 30 minutes for my appointment while you saw all these other people. And instead I was like, I'm just really tired. He's like, oh, you didn't sleep very well. I'm like, no, just you.
Dude, you gotta fire this guy.
Yeah.
Where's your smile today? I don't like it when people, you're screwed.
Yeah, I did. They had like, if, cause we don't have, our insurance doesn't cover chiropractor and they gave like a cash discount and you save like $300 or something. And I'm seeing him like a bunch. So it was like, if you pay all in one chunk, you save 10% or something. So it's like, okay, well, we'll do that. But so I'm paid up. So I'm going to keep going. But as soon as that's done, I'm going to find a different one. Cause I don't love that. I don't love that I'm just like, hey, one of five people in this 30-minute window, who knows when you'll be seen.
Right.
So
I know.
Schedule them out every 10 minutes. That's what you should do. That's what you should do, bro. You should have a 2:30, a 2:40, a 2:50, or 2:35, 2:40, 2:45, you know, like if, whatever. Because my time with him is very short. So the time that I'm sitting, so it's like I have to get there 10 minutes before my appointment to be one of the first people because it's first. So they'll be like, who's next?
The way.
And they're like, this one walked in the building first, you know? So you're next. And I'm like, it's just annoying.
It's a free for all.
I know, it's a free for all.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is so madness. Fine.
I don't love.
This is like Southwest Airlines, like your group A, group B.
That's exactly what that is.
And it's like, but what position? Right. And you're kind of looking at the next person, like, I will kill you, you know?
So whoever just called in and left that, I didn't love your energy. I'm thankful that you're a big fan of the pod, but I also feel like you've probably been late to some of your people before. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for loving us, but like, well, I'm not sure you're 100% right. And I'm not sure that 3 minutes doesn't give me enough time to get a coffee. I've also texted her before and I've said, do I have enough time to get a coffee? And she does not respond. And then I show up and she makes me wait. And I think I should have gone a fucking coffee. You know what I'm saying?
And to be fair, when you were telling this story, you didn't go get a coffee.
I didn't.
Because you were so worried about being late. And I'm the one that said, you should have totally gone to get it.
I should have totally gone to get it. Yeah. So that's the thing. I don't want to make a habit of it. And I wouldn't do that if she hadn't been late to several of my appointments, right? If she's always waiting for me, and I wouldn't have no-showed that appointment and showed up later if it was like Like, I don't do that to doctors. When I have a one-on-one appointment with my doctor, I'm not like, I'll just show up later in the day and hope they don't notice. Like, I don't do, that's not like a regular routine I'm in. But if the track record is you're going to make me wait anyway, every time, do I really need to be on time, or can I get myself a mother coffee? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I know.
So I can respect, do you remember what her name was? I can respect your opinion, but I don't know that I agree with it.
Okay. And that's where we're not going to leave it.
Oh, we've got more.
Well, yeah, we have a review of the week.
Oh, but we're going to leave R-O-T-W. That topic. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I do feel like hairdressers probably have a lot of things. Like, when they get together and drink, they probably have a lot of hilarious things that we all do. Like, hey, I just like want to do this crazy thing with my hair, but not spend a lot of money. Yeah. Or so, like, I bet there's a lot of things that we all do a lot that...
black hair and they want to go platinum and they're like, hey, can you make me look like this today? And they're like, no, bitch, I can't.
Right. Right. Yeah. I wonder how many pictures of Chrissy Teigen they've seen. Like, I want my hair like this. Oh,
or like Jen Aniston. Or like back when Jen was the day, you know? Or Jen was the rage.
I'm sure there's like 10 celebs that they're like, oh yeah, I know exactly what kind of hair you want. Uh-huh. Everybody does. Yeah. Join the club.
Dime a dozen.
All right. But I also understand what she's saying, where it's like,
I do appreciate
her day gets backed up.
But I just didn't love her energy. So I came at her hard.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And I think that's all right. She came at
pregnancy. She did come at us a little hard. And
you came back.
And I came back.
And that's what makes the squad great, is we can hug it out at the end of the day.
Right. Cheers to you.
Okay.
Guys.
Cheers to you. Thank you for calling. Please continue to call.
Keep doing that.
Everyone's like, hell no. I'm never calling those assholes.
I think that every time we do our two sips, because I'm such an asshole. And I think, I mean, not all the time, but a lot of times I'm an asshole. And I think, gosh, that segment's going to die one day when people are like, hi, there's no way I am asking those ladies for help.
We did a two sips over on Patreon. If you're not getting your Friday episodes, Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. So anyway, someone writes in and like legit one of the first words phrases out of Ashley's mouth. She's like, well, I don't know why you're writing us about this.
So good. But I did. I was like, okay, well, what a waste of your time. You should have just gone straight to the source. Like, okay.
Here we go.
How long have you been waiting for our reply? Okay.
All right. Somehow people are still leaving us nice reviews. Continue to do that too, guys. Five stars only. This is from Melly F. 1981. Subject, the best advertisements I have ever heard.
Oh,
I liked this one because it's like, okay. Just wanted to drop a note to let you ladies know how much I enjoy listening to your ads. Every other podcast, I just skip on through, but not yours. They are enjoyable and keep me laughing. Kudos to both of you.
Wow.
Thank you, Melly.
That's good.
1980.
Because I do the same thing. You know? When we told Colleen, I don't remember who we were with. We were with like some of your friends, I think. And we're like, yeah, we don't listen to ads. We just skip on through. You're like, you do? I'm like, yeah, I think it's like a normal thing. People skip through ads. You're like, oh, I don't. I listen to all of them. And also, I'm not surprised because one of the companies that reached out recently calls like, have you heard of this? Here's a new potential advertiser. And I'm like, yeah, I see him in my feed all the time. They're advertising to him. And she's like, you know, now that I think about it, that's where I've seen him too. And I'm like, well, with your track record, I'm surprised you haven't bought everything that they have, because you buy all the ads that show up in your feed. But
I believe in the potential of a lot of
things. And I'm glad we're, you know, making our ads an entertaining time for you guys.
Yeah.
We did realize
the challenges.
Like,
oh, go ahead.
Okay, I'll just keep talking.
Go ahead. Yeah.
We did realize that like we were kind of overdoing the ads and giving it a little too much airtime. Cause there were some times we'd be talking for like 4 minutes about one thing and our commitment is like 60 seconds or something like that.
Yeah. You'd think that we worked for them.
Right.
Like that we got
paid based on you. We don't make
on the
money
books with
based
Hello
on
Fresh.
You guys buying things, by the way. Go buy them because we only take things that we actually like and put, you know, like that we support, but we don't make money or commission off of it. But you'd think that we do based on how hard we sell this stuff.
Should we sell? I know we were going to do what you need to know next, but I feel like we should just go right into an ad because it feels like the right thing to do.
It does feel like the right thing to do, but one more hangover topic. I don't know if we've talked about it on here and now it's like basically time's up. Have we talked about where, so we picked the families. Did we ever circle back on where people can find the links to this Amazon?
I don't think we did. And this is critical. So
yeah, because tomorrow's Christmas. Hopefully they can prime it to these people real quick.
I did do it on Instagram.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So on Instagram, you guys, this is funny because Christmas is going to be tomorrow, but you can still make their post Christmas celebrating really great by going to our Instagram profile. And there's a highlight called Spread Joy. And if you go there, you can swipe up to shop the Christmas list for our winners. And a lot of you have been doing that. And thank you to all of you who have, because I know these families are really appreciative of what we're doing for them.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. That was a good call. Now let's go hard.
We have something else on Daily Harvest. I mean, we're overbooked, overstimulated, and just constantly running on E, which couldn't be more true for both of us at the moment. No. You know,
we've run ourselves into the ground. How are we going to be saved? Somebody save us.
Yeah. Well, here, we barely have enough time to eat, but thank gosh. Thank the universe. Thank, you know, whoever you guys want to thank, but thank somebody.
Yeah.
That Daily Harvest is a thing. That somebody
A little vegetable parachute.
little lifeline. A little vegetable parachute. That reminds me of the Hunger Games. You know, when like something would come in a parachute. That's what this is. This is like if you're in the Hunger Games and you're about to die, this is going to save you. It's going to parachute right in. It's Daily Harvest makes it easy. You know, to eat more fruits and vegetables because they thought I can't with your laughter because they thoughtfully source chef crafted foods that can be prepared in 5 minutes or less in your home. It takes one step to prepare. Like if you're going to do a smoothie, you just add a liquid to it, blend it up, pop it right back in there. Boom. If you're going to do a daily, if you're going to do a harvest bowl, you just put it in a pan, add a little liquid. And then if you want to add some protein or a little something, pop, there you go. You know? Yeah. There's more than 65 different options that you can choose from. We talked about the smoothies, the harvest bowls.
Oh my God.
They have soups, lattes, oats. I mean, you want it, they got it.
Don't let your name boom in the night sky. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code SIP, S-I-P, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Did you get the your name boom in the night sky?
Yes, Sitch? The odds will ever be in your favor if you go do that, you guys.
Yeah.
Of course I got it on the night sky. I mean, that's why I laughed so hard.
I just wanted to make
sure. Well, hopefully everyone else did.
Well, if you haven't, go see Hunger Games ASAP. Ash.
If you haven't, get it together.
What do I need to know? Oh. Tell me what I need to know.
Okay. So this is going to be a little bit of, we'll see how, I have three things, but one of them's a little bit longer. So we'll just see like how much time this takes. And if I bring you one or two things or two or three things.
Okay.
Okay. What you guys need to know is, and you've heard this part, the president was impeached. What I want to dive into a little bit is what happens now and what that means. So I did kind of talk about when this was all starting, what it meant. Now that he has officially been impeached, what does that look like? So here's how impeachment works. Impeachment, it simply means officially charging someone in a public office. It's not just the president. It can be anyone in like a high office, federal officials or... who was it? Anyway, whatever. But It does not mean that the person is guilty. So if because the president is impeached does not necessarily mean he is guilty. It just means that they have found enough as the House has found enough evidence to say we want to impeach him, which means in basic terms, I was explaining this a little bit on Patreon. It's like if a group of people got together and said, yes, there is enough evidence to try this person for murder or any crime. I'm just saying murder for here, right? So it's like someone dies. They say, this looks like our suspect. They look like, you know, they've got blood on their hands. A group of people hold a trial and say, yep, there's enough evidence here. We can see how he could be the suspect. All right. You are now charged for murder. Okay. Now that is what happened. Now Trump is impeached. He has been officially charged with murder, not guilty. So then it goes to the Senate. And now is where it goes to a trial, where if it was in a murder trial, right, there is the defense and the plaintiff, whatever. So Trump now goes to defend himself. This has only happened two times in the history of our nation. This is the third time. The first one was with Andrew Johnson in 1868. He was impeached by the House for violation of the Tenure of Office Act, but he was acquitted, which means found basically not guilty in the Senate. Clinton in 1998 was the second president, and he was impeached by the House for perjury and obstruction of justice after attempting to cover up the Lewinsky thing. He was acquitted, so found not guilty by the Senate, after coming short because they need 2/3 vote to convict the president now. Mm-hmm. So he's now going to go to trial. They're going to hold, you know, this trial to say, is he actually guilty? So being impeached sounds like something very significant happens. Really nothing happens. He doesn't lose any of his powers. He maintains office. You can be impeached and have nothing happen other than you're going to have to go to trial and it'll be, you know, time. And even if he is impeached and then found guilty and removed from office, he can still run again. So what they are saying now, though, is likely he's impeached, he is impeached, likely he will not be removed from office. Likely he will also be acquitted. Mitch McConnell, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Is that the Speaker of the Senate or whatever he's called? He's like head of Senate. He has said basically he thinks this whole thing is ridiculous. He is doing a closed trial. He's not going to have any witness. Mitch McConnell, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is not going to have any witnesses. And Nancy Pelosi made a big statement. And again, you guys are hearing this. So we're recording this Thursday. Last night was the night President Trump was impeached. Something may have happened over the weekend, but you know. Because it's Thursday, you're listening on Tuesday. But Pelosi made a move that was surprising, but she's a Speaker of the House, and she said, we are not going to turn the files over to the Senate, the impeachment, what are they, articles of impeachment, until we can be guaranteed that there's going to be a fair trial. Because Mitch has essentially said, this is crap, I'm not interested in this, I'm going to acquit. And Pelosi said, you need to be looking at these things, right? And it's not normal that there's going to be a closed trial, no witnesses, all of these things. So we're kind of in limbo here. Essentially, I wanted to bring it and explain what happens and what's going on. But really, like the Cliff's Notes version is nothing is happening right now. They had this whole trial to decide if he should be impeached. It was majority vote, 230 votes or something like that, voted to impeach him, 80 or something voted no. It's basically Democrats said yes, Republicans said no. It's very along party lines. And now nothing happens, right? Especially if this doesn't go to trial or if it goes to trial and he is not planning on having a fair trial, which is what he has said, Mitch has said, then it's all this rigmarole and it is a very historical moment, but nothing really is going to change with Trump. He's still running for 2020. He can still run for 2020. He does not lose any of his power. Impeachment basically means nothing. It's just like an asterisk on his record, I feel like. So some people are calling it a huge win. At this point, I'm calling it a huge waste of time. Colleen kind of is of the, like, well, it's just a big deal, right? Just like,
yeah,
this is a history maker. It's a,
yeah,
and it is, it's a history maker. But I thought if someone gets impeached and there's enough evidence to say, yes, he's committed high crimes,
right,
that then
someone would be removed.
Right. Yeah. Which is not the case. So they can find enough evidence to say he's done wrongdoings, but then it still comes down to politics of, well, because I think it's Republicans are majority in the Senate. So then it comes down to party lines and it's not really guilty or not guilty, right? It's like there's not really a fair jury. It's like going back to the murder trial, right? You want to get the fairest 12 members representative of the population, and that's not really what happens in politics.
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like, regardless of what side you're on, right?
Right.
That if there are potential crimes that the leader of our nation has committed, and the House has said, yes, crimes have been committed. Mm-hmm. There's a documentation of that for the American
people. And in this case, there's multiple. He was impeached on multiple crimes.
Yes. And I think that's the significance of it. I don't call it a win, but it is a significant – it's sad. Actually, it's very sad. But doesn't it seem like that this should go to like the Supreme Court or something? Mm-hmm. Like it just – there doesn't seem to be the checks and balances that there should be here, regardless of what side you're on.
Right.
There should be like a fair court situation. Not – it doesn't feel like the Senate – now, or the House, for that matter, is the
right
venue for this, the seriousness of this.
Yeah. We are both Democrats. However, having said that, though, we were too young. At least I don't really remember. I remember Bill Clinton being impeached. I remember that whole thing. But I was too young to really understand it. But if I was this age now, I would still want it to be a fair – like, you know, even though according to our what we vote, Democrat, like, doesn't necessarily mean we agree with everything that even you just talked about on Patreon, highly disagree with what Clinton did. And he probably should have not been acquitted, right? But because we want a fair, that's what you want. You want checks and balances and a fair trial, regardless of party lines. But anyway, so that's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's what, and that's what you need to know. Okay. I've got something you need to know. How to make really good French toast.
Oh, but this is a good skill.
This is – okay. And I don't know if you guys are going to see this coming, okay? But let me tell you what. I would consider myself, like, decent in the kitchen.
Why are you laughing?
That was phrased. Like, it's just funny. Decent in the kitchen. A decent cook. Okay.
Right.
I would consider myself a decent
cook.
One of my Achilles heels has always been French toast. So I get this bread for whatever. Like maybe we're making something the night before and I'm like, ooh, that would be good French toast bread. And then I go to make French toast and it's never as good as I imagine it will be. Mm-hmm. It's just never as good. Mm-hmm. And in restaurants, I love it. But at home, I can never stick the landing on French toast. So over Thanksgiving, we did the whole Thanksgiving thing, and then we had leftovers. And Chris was on Instagram or somewhere, and one of the people that he follows made this post-Thanksgiving sandwich. And he's like, the key to this sandwich is, like, the cheapest white bread you can find. Like, Franz. Like, that's probably not actually bread.
Okay, right.
Okay, this is, like, the cheapest, like, you're – I have, like – I think I have childhood memories of this. I don't know. Like, my grandparents had, like, Franz. Like, classic,
cheap-ass white bread. Yes, I was raised on that. Uh-huh.
So Chris went to the store and got it so that he could make this, like, turkey gravy potato leftover dream sandwich. And it was – he's like, this is really good.
And it was good. Okay.
So the next day I thought, I'm going to make French toast out of this bread. And I kid you not, finally, this was the French toast that I – dream
you've been searching for,
that I've been searching. It is so good. This whole time I thought I needed better bread. I needed worse bread. I needed the
leveling up, and you needed to get down to basement, baby.
I needed to get down to the basement. And I'll tell you what, guys, my batter's nothing crazy, okay? It's just your standard eggs, however many feels right.
Recipe, just go.
I put a big dash of cinnamon. I hit it with a little vanilla, a teeny pinch of salt. That is something that you need. Mm. And a little, like,
never
cream.
Would have thought that.
a little teeny bit of salt and a little cream, and you whisk, 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 right? Just shake, shake, shake. And then you dunk the frans in and fry it up, and it was the freaking best. And so that's what you need to know, is if you are in the same predicament as me and you want to make French toast that is good, that's a real treat, and it's delicious, and that's the bread you need.
I mean, that could be something you guys make tomorrow morning on Christmas morning. If you don't have something to make
yet,
boom, there you have it.
Yeah, there it is.
Great.
Okay, what else do I need to know?
All right, so we just got back from Hawaii. Well, we got back like, you know, a little while ago now, 2 weeks ago now. But we did travel to Hawaii with a toddler. I will say we've done a whole episode on tips to travel with kids.
Oh, yes.
So toddler and baby. So go back and listen to that. But I wanted to share with you one thing. So the flight from Phoenix to Hawaii, we did direct 7 hours. And we booked it over Rev's nap time thinking she would sleep, but she never has slept on a flight before. But I thought, well, it's 7 hours. Like, and we gave her Benadryl. I'm not above that. We just gave her a little bit of Benadryl. I guess this is a twofer, because did you guys know that Benadryl can have a reverse effect in your kid and it can make them wired and not tired?
Oh, no.
So that's what happens with Rev. We've done it before. Like, doctors have told us before to give her Benadryl. For things, I knew she was fine with it, but I didn't know that it didn't put it together until I got there. And my stepmom, she was a nurse, pediatric nurse for 38 years. And she's like, oh, did it make her wired? She's like, because in some kids, it can have the reverse effect. And then I talked about this on my social media, and a few moms were like, yep, does it to me or does it to my kids? So just, if you're going to do Benadryl on a flight, one, talk to your doctor, two, test it before you go.
Yeah.
Anyway. We gave it to her. It didn't do anything. There's this thing by Stokke. It's a Swedish brand, S-T-O-K-K-E. It's called the bed box. So they can ride – it's a little box they can ride around on in the airport, and then it raises on their seat, and it turns their seat into a mattress.
Wow.
Don't write that one down, guys. That's not what you need to know. Because I was going to buy that, but it's $200. And I thought, well, you know, if we travel a lot, and I thought, fine. If she's going to sleep and this is something we can use all the time, fine. But then I thought, well, it's $200. And if she doesn't use it, that's a big chunk of change. And so I was searching on Amazon and I found this other thing. And it is essentially does the same thing. It's called inflatable travel footrest pillow / kids airplane bed, whatever. So I looked at the reviews. And it shows in the reviews, I got two of them for $26, two of these inflatable things, right? So big difference from 200. And basically what it does, it's just a mini air mattress that fits in between the seat and then wherever your leg room is, right? So it turns the airplane into a bed. So it didn't work for her on the way there because she just wasn't, because we gave her Benadryl and she was wired, but we took a red eye home. And I don't think she would have been able to sleep on the way home had we not had this, because we blew – and it blows up really quick. I just blew it up with my mouth. You don't need a pump or anything like that. So you blow it up, and then I laid a blanket over it. So it was between the seat, and I brought a little pillow for her, and she slept the entire flight home. And, you know, her legs would have been hanging off the seat or whatever. Like, she just wouldn't have been able to get comfortable. So this, if you are traveling with a toddler and you want them to sleep, check this out, because it can make a little bed for them. And it's
brilliant.
Cheap. I mean, you know,
way better than Amazon. $200.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't work, you're out, you know.
Right.
20 something bucks.
And it's Amazon. You could return it. So,
yeah.
But I didn't want to make that huge investment and have her not use it. And turns out you don't even need to make that investment because you can buy this thing.
Crisis averted.
Averted. Yep.
All right. So, last thing you need to know, and this is kind of similar, like not traveling with kiddos, but traveling with milk, traveling with your boobs and pumping. So I had a big work meeting that I went to, and I used – a lot of you messaged me and said I should try this company called Milk Stork when I was stressing. I think I was stressing on the pod a couple pods ago about how to do this and go back to work and travel and all these things. And a lot of you messaged me about this. And so Milk Stork is a company that was founded by women. They're in the business of shipping milk home for you if you're somewhere and you need to get your milk
home. Is it just US? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It could be international. I mean, I think they're getting pretty big. So the way it works is you set it up before you go on your trip. And the reason I'm giving this airtime and talking about it is because I did really like it. Anyways, you go to milkstork.com and you fill out like your order, basically. You tell them what hotel you're going to be at and how long you're going to be gone and then how many boxes you want. So you kind of have to know how much milk you're producing or figure out how much you want to bring home and if you're going to ship the rest back, whatever. So I was going to be gone for a week. I ordered 2 boxes, so I had 2 shipments back. So when I showed up at the hotel, my milk stork boxes were there waiting for me, which was really convenient. And then when I was ready to ship milk home, it was very easy to pack it all up. You press like an activate button, which keeps the milk at a refrigerated temperature, and they overnight ship it to your house. So it's pretty slick.
That is nice. Yeah.
I will say the biggest thing that made it very convenient was the hotel that I was staying at it's FedEx. So they had a FedEx like store because it was a big resort place. But if I wasn't staying at a place that had a FedEx, that would have made it hard. Because then I would have had to like, I didn't have a rental car. I was at a work meeting. I would have had to Uber to find a FedEx, and it's hard to find time sometimes when you're at those kind of meetings. So you do, the biggest thing if you do use Milk Stork is you want to check in advance that your hotel can ship, or like if they have a FedEx pickup situation, like that's pretty crucial. It's also really expensive. And some companies will pay for this for you. They'll reimburse you, so you can check with your company. But they also offer like, if you're not shipping it back, but you just need to carry a lot back and don't want to deal with packing coolers and ice with you wherever you're going, they can ship a tote, like a cooler tote, to your hotel that you can use that for the flight home. So it's like you have everything dialed in there versus having to pack it all and keep ice packs cold. And it's a lot of work. And this definitely makes it a lot easier. And then just a couple other quick things in terms of like traveling and pumping and, you know, doing things like pumping on planes. The LV, I talked about this before, was awesome. And I kind of raved about it already, but traveling and using it to basically exclusively pump while I was gone made my life so much better. I love this product a lot. I was able to pump on planes with people right next to me, and it was like no big deal. I just like slipped it right into my shirt and then was done, and I didn't even have to leave my seat.
Did you go to the bathroom? You were in your seat and it was
didn't leave my seat. Yep. I had my little cooler with me, like portable cooler, and I just took my little LV and slipped it. The key is you have to wear like a shirt that, I was wearing like a loose sweater.
Like a nursing friendly something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like I wore, and then I think I had just like a button down shirt with a scarf at one point too. So it was very easy to just slip them into my bra and then took them out, and there were dudes sitting next to me on both flights, and I thought, you know what? They got to learn. Like, they just have to learn. Like, they came from a woman, and they need to learn what it takes, like what a lot of women are doing. Like, dude.
Yes.
So I just poured my milk. I, like, put down the tray and just did it. And I was like, it was fine. And I thought I would be mortified, and I thought the whole thing would be – I was very stressed, and it was fine.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
And then Purell and Ziploc bags – and paper towels are your best friends when you're traveling and pumping. Just those are like critical things that you need. Keep things clean, keep things in sanitary bags. But I made it through, and those products cost a lot of money. So it's not cheap. But if you are like exclusively pumping or looking for things like this, I really can highly endorse both of those services.
And you could probably use like an HSA for that too if people have it, right? Because that is like a medical expense.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. That's awesome. What you need to know, man.
Okay.
Do you have any others?
I'm going to save it for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's good. And we've got a very exciting thing next.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So we did a call out, you guys, for we wanted to hear about holidays gone wrong. And I picked a couple of stories for these from you guys. And then I also have one.
I have one.
It's a small one. Okay. So let's start with, hold on, Googling or searching. Okay. This is from Alyssa. Hi, every New Year's, we invite a few families over with their kids. It's the tradition that there's a Nerf gun battle in our basement. Sounds crazy. Wearing glow sticks in the dark. Last year, midway through battle, my husband came up and said he got shot in the eye.
Oh, no.
We normally have everyone wear safety goggles, but he had taken his off to give to a child and bam, dart in the eye. His eye was bleeding and we ended up needing to go to the ER on New Year's Eve. He spent 3 weeks on strict bed rest before it healed. The only thing he could do was watch TV. And he also could not lie down, had to sleep upright for 3 weeks. It's now a funny story we tell, but also a casual reminder to all the parents out there. Always make sure your kids are wearing safety goggles when playing with dart guns. Otherwise, you really could shoot your eyes out, kids. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Wow, that sounds horrifying. Wild. Yes. That's
terrible.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
But also, I loved that tradition because we asked for tradition on a couple episodes back of having a, like, I could never pull it off, but like, having a dart gun battle in a basement with glow sticks on New Year's Eve.
Sounds like a fun time. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds so fun. Okay. So next we're going to cut to a voicemail.
Oh, yeah. There's the sound.
Hey, you guys. This is Megan. I'm a soul sipper twister. I don't know. I'm on Patreon. Anyway, I have a hilarious holiday story to share with you. It's actually about Thanksgiving, but it can go for Christmas or New Year's, anything where you're making a big meal. So my mom's huge into like, we'll cook all day to make these big family dinners. So she had been cooking all day. We went over to her house and she had pulled the green beans. They were in a glass dish and she had pulled them out of the oven and then put them on the stovetop and like turned the warmer down really low just to keep them warm while everything else was cooking. So we put all the food, like everything that was done out on the counter, opened it up. She moved the green beans from the stove to the cold tile counter and put them down without any pot holders or anything, not even thinking about it. And like 30 seconds later, the glass dish shatters all over all of the food that was completely done. There were shards that landed in the living room next to my one-year-old. Like that stuff went everywhere. So my mom was completely horrified and devastated, cried for like 20 minutes. I tried to order pizza, but we ended up just salvaging what was like still in the oven and didn't have glass in it and ate that for dinner. But fair warning, do not put hot glass on a cold tile counter because you will have glass shards everywhere. Anyway, I hope you guys have a really good holiday season.
Green casserole. Wow. Bomb.
And then glass shards everywhere. So all the rest of the food was ruined.
Destroyed.
Wow.
Destroyed.
It's so interesting.
I never heard of that. Like,
what?
I never knew that if you had a hot plate and you just set it on a counter, like that it could, did you know that? That it could just shatter?
Well, I knew that, like, if it's hot and you put something, like, and then it gets cold really fast, that,
yeah.
Because I was just going to say, so I poured that drink, the lemon ginger echinacea drink, in this mason jar, and then which is glass, I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. And then normally, because I don't like my drinks really hot, I put cold water from our fridge in there, but I switch it into a coffee mug, but I didn't switch it. I just kept it in this. So I heat it up in the glass and then I put it in a coffee mug and then put cold water from the fridge in there. And I thought, don't put cold water in it because this glass is hot and it just came out of the microwave. So then I used we had like a bottle of water on the counter and I poured that in. So it's funny that she just said that because I thought like it's if real. I put cold water in this, guy could bust the glass wide open in my hand. So
euthanasia bomb. Yeah.
I could euthanasia bomb all over the place. Yeah.
Dude.
Wow.
That's on Thanksgiving.
Sad for
we
her
were
mom.
Like getting all the dishes out. And my brother Jonathan, we had champagne and he had like his little like champagne flute, you know, and he dropped it. And we thought it all just like dropped on the ground. It was like, no big deal, you know, cleaned it up. And anyway, fast forward to that evening, we go to get the stuffing and like have some leftovers because you always like you have your dinner and then everybody leaves and you have a little bit more like late night. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Dinner round two. So we go to get dinner two. And Chris was like, there's glass in the stuffing.
That you served.
Like, this was just, yeah. So we had to text everybody like, hey, so we just found glass in the stuffing. Like, you might want to just like check or not eat this.
Oh, because they went home
crazy.
With some leftovers?
Yeah, yeah, we sent everybody home with like shards of glass stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good thing he caught that.
Okay.
Before you guys ate it.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Hey guys, I was just listening to your funny Christmas fail thing, and first thing that came to mind was I was younger. I was probably 8 or so, and we always host Christmas. We have the largest house. So my mom was really sick, and obviously she does everything pretty much. My dad has never done a dish a day in his life. Well, dishes need to be done, house needs to be clean, all the good things. So he did not know how to work the dishwasher, and he put Dawn dish soap in the dishwasher. And we had like 4 feet of bubbles and suds all throughout our kitchen and running onto the carpet in the living room. Yeah, so needless to say, mom was not happy. Dad was super embarrassed, but my brother and I were just soaking in the suds. It was so funny to think back and remember that. I love that memory.
4 feet soaking in the suds. Dude. My brother and I were just soaking in the suds, man.
Soaking in the
suds. I did that.
Could you imagine if you were sick and like you come downstairs from being sick and all you want to do is like curl up. It's the holidays. And you see your husband standing by the, all you see is his head because his shoulders are
soapy.
He's in a pool of dish soap all over your house. Your house is turned into like a cheap Mexico nightclub with a foam party. You know?
Yeah. That is rich. That is rich.
Dude, I'm saying that because my only time being in suds was in Mexico at a foam party where it was like we were swimming in probably dish soap.
And scum.
Looking back. Yeah.
Did she say how old she was when that happened?
No, don't think so.
Because she said, my brother and I were just swimming in the suds, and it's one of my favorite memories. And I'm thinking, if you were a kid, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be so fun.
But I did that one time, like, you know, your chores growing up. One time, we had to do the dishes, was like always my chore. But one time, we used dish soap in the dishwasher, and then it was like a whole thing. I think we caught it early enough.
Yeah.
That it wasn't like it didn't go to four. It wasn't like fun, you know? If it would have gotten 4 feet high, that would have been great. Would have been a good time. But yeah, right on down.
So I told Chris, he's like, you know, I need a Christmas idea for you. I was like, I really need a new yoga mat. Like I've used the same yoga mat for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. So this was just the other day. I'm like walking down the hallway for something and I just hear this sound. And I know this sound. I'm like, what has she gotten into? What is Betty chewing on? And I open up the door to Chris's office and I just see her going to town on this yoga mat in Chris's office closet. She destroyed a Lululemon. Chris went on Wirecutter and found the best yoga mat.
Of course he went and got the best one.
He got a Lululemon yoga mat, which I would have loved. And it's just ruined. Homegirl went nuts on this thing.
No.
Yeah. Was then Chris she ate pissed? Ben's. Oh, so pissed. He was so mad. And it's the kind of mad where it's like you can't change it.
Because it's probably like a $60, $70, $100 mat. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lululemon owes us nothing. There's no way.
Can't return
like,
it.
You know, this is just the dog ate my yoga mat situation.
Right.
This is just you just might as well flush that cash down the toilet. She ate one of Ben's pacifiers last night. We've been watching her all day because she's been like we don't think she has an obstruction because it's coming out both ends.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to – anyway, we're keeping an eye on it. But she just – the girl, like, it's just wild.
She's next level. How old is she? Is she puppy still?
You would think she is. But she's like 2. She's over 2. She's 2.5.
Wow. Betty.
And a hellion.
This she's is not boding well.
No.
For you.
But let me tell you –
Wait, don't you want to share your story?
I did. The Lululemon mat.
Okay. Yeah, that was your holiday.
Do you have any holiday fails?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Well, back to the ad then, you know?
Yeah, back to the ad. You had a nice transition there.
Well, and it's gone now. It's okay.
It's gone. I don't know what you were saying. I stomped all over that transition, but thank goodness I was wearing Rothy's on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, you guys, we've talked to you about Rothy's. You know about them already. I've been wearing them nonstop while I'm pregnant because they slip on easy, but they're super comfortable. I don't even have to put socks on because if they stink, I can just throw them in the washer and then bam, it's like they're brand new. Put them right in the washing machine. They're made from recycled plastic water bottles. I mean,
they're the best.
What? Name one thing they don't do right. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
You can't.
A Yahoo editor recently called them the most comfortable flats I've ever owned.
Agree.
I'll tell you a big mistake I made going to my meeting is I bought shoes. They were not Rothy's. Okay. I just bought them because they were just like cheap or whatever. And I paid the price. They cut my feet up.
Yeah, you did.
I was bleeding. And I literally thought, I don't know why I should have just gotten and bought more Rothy's because I love my Rothy's and they're so comfortable. And you know, you should just buy shoes once. With Rothy's, you buy these shoes. Well, you're going to want to buy all the different, they come out with different colors and patterns and prints all the time. They sell out constantly. But like, these are shoes that are going to last you, right?
Right.
And your feet are going to love you for it. Okay.
You guys need to go check out all the amazing styles available right now.
Right now.
At rothys.com/sip. That is rothys.com/sip to get your new favorite flats. It's comfort, style, sustainability.
Yeah. Boom,
these are bang, the shoes boom. You've been waiting for. Head to rothys.com/sip.
Today. I love Rothy's. I really do. I was going to go on and buy a few more to put into rotation.
Yeah.
They're so good. Okay.
Need them.
I got a rant for you, man.
It's time to rant and rave. Uh-huh. Man, okay, so we haven't talked for 3 weeks. My rant list is long. It's like I can Russian roulette, just spin the wheel, and I've got a whole selection to choose from. Okay, go first.
I also have been keeping a log.
Yeah.
And then this one cut to the top today.
Oh.
Because you know what I did today is I wrapped Christmas presents.
Oh, shit.
And you know what I hate doing is gift wrapping. I'm so bad at it. I have zero patience with it. And you know, I contrast this with Chris because he is an excellent gift wrapper. Anything that needs, like if I'm going to someone's baby shower or a wedding thing or a birthday thing, I hand him my gift with the tools he needs, tape, scissors, paper, and he knows, you know, it's his charity work that he does for me every year. Like it's just, he takes pity and he makes it the most beautiful, like, because he has the time, what he has that I don't,
attention to detail,
is patience.
And patience.
Attention and to detail.
Just a couple of things he has that you don't.
Just a couple. And that's it. That's all he has that I know. But he makes the line so straight.
Yeah. You
know? And then he has the care and time, and he wants it to be a beautiful finished product. And I remember telling him one time, I'm like, I just can't wrap as good as you. I don't like cutting up the wrapping roll.
Yeah.
I don't like finagling what's the perfect halfway. I don't like making the triangle folds and then a little part tears and then I just patch a piece of tape. Today I was wrapping a larger gift and I cut the damn paper too short. So then I had to cut another slice to make a middle. Like
amateur.
I'm a full blown bad amateur wrapper. And his advice to me, he's like, well, why don't you just try a little harder? And he was right. He was right. Because I don't try that hard because I don't want to. And I just want, it's like, I just want to be done with it. I just really, are you a good wrapper, gift wrapper?
I am a very good gift wrapper. I do know all the tricks and the secrets and I do take pride in making, I did. Let me rephrase. I did take pride in making things pretty. At this stage in my life, I take pride in a lot of other things more than that, such as sitting on my couch watching TV playing Candy Crush. So I don't want to put the time in to wrap presents, you know?
I'm
good at it, but I don't use that skill. That's why gift bags are invented. You generally will only find me show up to a party with something in a gift bag, not wrapped. There is something, though, about a beautifully wrapped package. It's so nice, you know, to give and to receive. It feels great. I don't have the patience, but it was what my dad used to, it was like one of the things that I could do for work growing, you know, my dad would be like, whatever, do these things and I'll pay you money. And that was one of the things. So I got really good at wrapping. He would have me wrap even my own gifts.
Wow.
He just like put it in a box and like, this is yours. Don't look inside. And I would wrap my own gifts and I just loved it.
Wow. I had no idea about that. Wow.
Well, you wouldn't know because I don't do it as an adult.
No.
Unless someone's paying me to wrap presents, I'm not wrapping presents.
Ain't gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen. If my dad said, hey, would you wrap these? I'll pay you. I'd be like,
fine.
All right, fine. I'm in.
There's a return on my time here.
Yeah. All right. I've got a couple things. So I'm gonna ask one and see if this relates to you. On Instagram, have you noticed that all the memes right now, there's so many memes about Yoda?
Yes.
Okay, good. I have two and I hate it. I hate it. This is a rant. I look forward to memes. I follow a lot of meme accounts because I think they're funny and they make me laugh. And there are so many times, like at the end of the night, John and I were on our phones and we'll both at separate times start laughing. Have you seen this one? Show each other these memes. I mean, I see Yoda 100 times a day and I don't think any of them, I don't even read them. I don't understand. And I can't wait for this wave to be gone. I need people to level up their meme games again because it's always like stupid. The face I give when blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't care. I'm not interested in your Yoda meme. Try harder, you know? And it's, they go in waves. You remember that seasoning guy?
Yeah.
He would like, it was a guy in a white t-shirt and he had like salt or something. Yeah, that guy, he was like all the rage for a while. There's been like that kid on the beach, like, like that. That's a meme, you know? So, and those ones are, I did enjoy those. I don't enjoy the Yoda memes. Have you laughed at one Yoda meme?
No, I scroll past at this point.
Yeah,
because it's overly saturated.
Fast. Uh-huh. Overly saturated and nothing's good. There's zero entertainment value.
Yeah, you're done. Did you get it? You done? Yo done?
No.
Yoda?
Oh.
Yo done.
Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yo done.
You done.
Yeah.
You done.
Here's another little minor one because that one's kind of minor. God, I have so many. I just need to tell you.
We need a rant episode. We need to unload.
Rollerball lip gloss.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have one of those?
Like in
one of those in a while?
I haven't had one in a while.
Yeah. So Sephora, I ordered this thing from Sephora and then it was like, hey, cash in 100 points and get this lip gloss. I was like, oh, cute. It's like this little pink lip gloss rollerball. So it comes in the mail. Oh, cute. I can't wait to try that. It looks nice and glossy. Great. But it takes me an hour minimum to get even just a single layer on my lips with that damn rollerball. And then I'm like, is it even as it comes out, am I scraping it back in? On the edges, you know, as I'm going around, I'm like, I feel like I'm scraping whatever is coming out right back in.
It's like rolling out dough where it's like sticking back every time you roll it. Yeah.
Yes. I don't understand. And rollerballs, like I get with essential oils or something.
Or
perfume. I still don't love it with perfume though. I actually think I'm just not a fan of rollerballs in general.
Is it a small rollerball? Did you get like the small sample size?
Yeah.
So it's like a fine point pen that you're just drawing on your lip, coloring it. Yeah. It could take forever.
And I started using it as like my bedtime one. I started for one or two nights and then I thought, okay, I was just taking a chapstick and running it around my lips and it would be 1 second, not even 1/1000, just one. You know, I didn't even get to the 1000 part. It was just one and then I'm done and I'm in bed and I'm fine. Now I'm like, literally, it's the next day before my lips are coated. It's an all-nighter situation. I am just trying to get my lips hydrated and this freaking rollerball is just not working.
But you're not giving up on it. You're staying the course.
I still attempt. Yeah. I still attempt.
Because you were looking forward to it.
Yeah. Just the other night. I tried it again. I pulled it out. I thought, and the other thing is, so the bottom lip is fine because it's tilted down. Right. So it's coming. But when you put it on your top lip,
gravity doesn't work that way.
Gravity does not work. It has fallen away from the rollerball. So then I have it to my lip and I'm holding my head upside down, trying to just put it on the top lip. And then I'm down, you know, I put it all across the bottom and then I tilt my head back again and I'm doing, and it's a whole process. And I haven't given up, but I need to take a gun to it, I think.
Major design flaw. major design flaw. I mean,
so for all you lip people out there making lip products, don't listen you dare. Up.
Listen
don't
up.
Don't you dare put any of your lip stuff in a roller
ball. Not if you want people to actually use it. You right. know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you want it looking, it's sitting on their counter and then people ranting about it on their podcast that millions of people are going to hear, then go ahead. Go yeah. ahead and do
go
it.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
You know what?
Be our
career
guest.
Sabotage. Yeah. Right. Be our guest. Anyway. All right. So fine. Do you have something great to talk about?
I do. When I was gone in Florida, I have the best husband in the world. I have a wonderful husband, one of the best in the world. And when I was gone, I was like first time away from Ben, all these things. And when I got to Florida, there were all these little tiny presents in my suitcase. And it was open one every morning and one every night. Mm-hmm. And it was an advent calendar, like Ben, you know?
Oh.
And every morning there were little messages. There were pictures with little messages on them. It's Friday fly day. See you in just a few short hours.
Oh my God.
You did it. Now just one more sleep and I'll be back in your arms. They were all from Ben. Yeah. Mom, please enjoy this Advent calendar. You can open one each morning and one each night. I love you, Ben. It just was, and I looked forward to it every single morning and every single night. This one, another big day ahead, just about halfway through. Don't worry, Dad's making me eat all the veggies. Love, Ben.
Oh.
And it just made me get through. Like, I actually loved being at the meeting. Like, I was talking about this over on Patreon. It was great. Like, and it was also hard. It was also just, like, hard, you know? Yeah. But I just was, like, every night I got into bed and I just opened up that little thing. And then in the morning, I started my day that way. And I just, I don't know. I just thought it was so cool.
Oh,
and that's
my gosh,
my
that is very thoughtful.
It was, like, so nice. Yeah. And supportive so of, like, I really felt like I got my family behind me at this mm-hmm. thing. You know, I'm going to go have a
got
great
my
day.
My little team.
And they're holding
and
it down.
You put on your Instagram. So you were also sending him videos, right?
Yeah, I sent him.
Which is cool.
Well, when I got those, then I would record because we were on a different, you know, time difference mm-hmm. and the naps and the feedings and my schedule there was like insane. So I would leave little video messages for him so that Chris, I would say like for Ben for, tonight or this morning. And then Chris would play, you know, the videos for Ben.
And so she put one on her Instagram and Ben was like, you could see he was very, Chris filmed like Ben watching it and it was so cute. He was like smiling like, Mom,
that's
hey.
Mama.
Yeah,
hey.
So sweet.
I miss you.
Yeah,
that's my mom. Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, buckle up, folks.
what is your rave?
Okay, so my rave is not going to sound like a huge rave, and it's going to be a little convoluted, I think, because I can't find the words. But this pregnancy has not been. I don't like being pregnant. Okay. Everybody knows. It's no secret. It's fine if you don't like being pregnant. You don't have to. I've talked about this before. Someone told me with my first pregnancy, they went through IVF and she had all this guilt about not liking pregnancy. And her sister said, you don't have to like pregnancy. You didn't get pregnant to be pregnant. You got pregnant to have a kid. And I love that. So I'm fine not liking pregnancy, but I'm over it. I have not felt like myself in. I'm 32 weeks pregnant. I have not felt like myself since, you know, I found out at like 6 weeks or something. I have no energy. I have no motivation. I am not inspired. I just don't feel like myself. I got on Zoloft, so I don't feel depressed anymore, but I just have zero energy. I have nothing. And it's been really hard and I feel like I'm letting a lot of people down and I have a lot of, you know, team that are counting on me, the podcast, you know, I'm really struggling to create content for my brand, for our brand. All of it's been really hard. And the rave here is today, randomly, I woke up and I didn't feel pregnant. I was like laying in bed and I was just like, oh my gosh, you have energy. Like, think of all the things you could do today. And then I started dreaming again and I felt inspired and I was like, oh, you could do this and you could do, and let's do this. And I hadn't felt like that. And it didn't last very long. Like, then I went and had breakfast and then I got really tired and I didn't get, but it was a small peek into, I feel like it was the universe's way of being like, you're still in there. Hang tight. Because mm-hmm. when you're pregnant or as a new mom, I remember lots of times with Rev's pregnancy and then postpartum, wondering if I would ever feel like myself again. And watching Beyonce's documentary, she said, like, I wondered if I would ever have my strength again. Would I have the endurance to perform the way I prefer? Right? You just start thinking, mm-hmm. like, is this my new normal? Is this my life now? And I have not wanted to work. I love my work. I have not wanted to work. I haven't been able to work. I just have really struggled this pregnancy. It's been really hard to just not feel like myself. And so it was only like 30 minutes probably, but I felt normal. I felt inspired again. I felt excited about my job. I felt excited about like things that I want to do and dreams I want to pursue. And it was a short window, but it was enough to be like, okay, you're still in there. Mm-hmm. You're just in this time right now. And so I really feel like it was the universe just being like, hey, here's a peek.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that you still exist. You're just doing something right now and you will be back. And it was nice because I had started getting in that mindset of like worried about next year. What's mm-hmm. going to happen? What if I don't ever feel like me again? What if I don't like my job ever again? Mm-hmm. Or it's not that I don't like my job. I just am not inspired.
Where's
I'm not
fire?
Excited about it. Right.
And that's no way
There's
to
no
live.
Passion.
Yeah.
And that's And I'm a very passionate, excited, inspired person. So to not have that. So, you know, if you are struggling, maybe pay attention to those moments because I could have easily missed it, I think, because mm-hmm. it was so short. I think I could have easily missed it, but it was really important for me to feel that today. And maybe they're just flashes, but if you are pregnant or a new mom, you will get through this period yes. of your life. You will feel like yourself again and it will all be worth it. And so if you don't get that reminder from the universe or God or whatever your belief system is, try to use
this
my
is your reminder.
This is your reminder this that is like it. You're in there somewhere and you will be back.
Yep.
And I will be back.
You will.
Yeah.
You will. That's good. I really feel like there were many moments like in postpartum pregnancy where you just need to hear like, what you just said. You will get through it. You're doing great.
It's normal to question yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, is this my new normal? Will I always be this weak? Will I always be this tired? Will I always be exhausted? And, you know, no. Yeah. You will get back to feeling like you. And it may take some time, but you're still in there, girlfriend. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
All right, you guys. Well, it was awesome being back.
So good.
We love you. Mm-hmm. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate. And then we will see you New Year's Eve. I think we see you guys New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're going to bring in the new year together.
Hell yeah.
We should do something fun for that episode. I don't know what. Hit us up with your ideas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
New Year's Eve episode. We should do like, not a highlight reel, but like a I don't know. We'll figure
maybe,
it out.
Maybe, yeah. You know? I would love if people want to write in or message in if people have what was the best thing that happened to them in 2019 and what are they looking forward to in 2020?
Yeah.
And we should come with that too.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And keep your emails short because if we're going to read a lot of them or whatever.
Right. No, just boom, boom.
Yeah. You can sip with us at gmail.com. All right, you guys.
Okay, love you.
Love you. You can sip with us. Sip with always.
Always.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sip with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
Okay, see you.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.